Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rebbe T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're in Season 4, looking at Chapter 1, Mishnah 7, Aleph Zayin, with the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. Nitai Ha'arbeli Omer, of Arbel says, Harchek Mishachin Ra, distance yourself from a bad neighbor, ve'al tischaber l'rasha, do not associate with a wicked person, ve'al tisya'esh min ha'poranus, and do not despair from punishment. Remember that neighbors have an effect on you. You think about the idea of Korach, and you think about the idea of Shevet Reuven. What did they have anything to do with Korach's adasa, with Korach's assembly and Korach's argument? They had nothing to gain and nothing to really benefit. Whoever was going to rule was going to rule, and that's what On Ben Peles's wife figured out. It doesn't matter who's going to rule. Either way, you're not going to be ruling, so why go with their wicked assembly? And she basically saved his life. But Reuven was what Rashi explains, Oy la Rasha, Oy la Shechein. Shevet Reuven lived next to Levi, and they were influenced to the negative by his bad neighborliness, by his bad traits. But on the converse, Tov Letzadik, Tov L'Shecheino, good for the righteous, good for his neighbor. It's good to have good neighbors. Pirkei Avos explains elsewhere, one of the best paths to go on is to have a good heart, and to have good eyes to look towards the future, and to be a good friend, and to be a good neighbor. A good neighbor is someone that looks out for his neighbor, someone that brings something to his neighbors, you know, hosts people when his neighbor needs it, or houses people when his neighbor needs it, or gives food when his neighbor needs it, looks out for his neighbor as much as he can. Make sure to go away from being a bad neighbor. Try to be a good neighbor and try to find good neighbors for yourselves, and don't associate with the wicked, associate with the righteous, and that in that way, you will come to have good influences and be a good influence yourself. Distance from a bad neighbor. Before you rent or buy a home, or so you just tell us, make sure to ask a few questions. Don't inquire about the size and the condition of the building or the house only. Find out about the neighbors. If they're wicked, keep away from them. If they're righteous, become close to them. Don't associate with a wicked person. If you associate with a wicked person, the punishment will be incomparably severe. When you sin, even if the sin itself is very serious, you have committed only that sin. But when you associate with a wicked person, you have a share in his wicked deeds, and you'll be punished along with him. Your association with him constantly involves you in terrible transgressions. Even if your hands were tied, you didn't enjoy the sins, or sages still tell us, woe to the wicked, woe to his neighbor, oy la rasha, oy la shechena, like we said, or to his friend. His sins and his companions are punished for it. And this is how Avos Rabbeinu Nassan explains it. If you attach yourself to the wicked, even if you do not follow in their ways, you will still receive the same punishment as they do. And if you ally yourself with the righteous, even if your deeds are not like theirs, you will receive similar reward. We see this principle in the verse, because you have allied yourself with the Chazyahu, who is wicked, God has ruined your enterprises. That comes from Divrei Yamin. And don't despair from punishment. The Mishnah puts these two ideas together. Do not join up with a wicked person, because you should not despair from punishment. Don't tell yourself that as long as your wicked comrade is living peacefully and doing well, you will stay with him, and when his luck changes, you can always drop him. It will not work, because there's no way to know what is going to happen from one day to the next. His moment of retribution could come at any time, and when he goes, you will be punished with him. Once he starts to fall, he'll bring you down with him. Anyone who is associated with him will be brought down. Also, don't tell yourself you'll only appear to be his friend, even though on the inside you really don't care for him. It's wrong to flatter him in this way. It's a great sin to flatter the wicked in this world. Avdei Shlomo Melech said, fear God, my child, and the king. Do not mix with changeable people, for their disaster will arise suddenly, and who knows the punishment of both? That comes from Mishlei, He mentions fear of God together with fear of a mortal king in order to compare the body's fear of what is physical and visible to the fear of what is unseen. A king hates those who loves his enemies. When he punishes them, he says, who dares to love the king's enemy? Both the enemy and his friend receive equal punishment. God will do the same to those who associate with changeable people. Changeable in this context means those who change the Torah and mitzvot. The word changeable in this context is a verb as opposed to its normal usage as an adjective. We find this usage in the verse, after my word, nothing more was changed. That comes from Eov. When these wicked people are punished, their friends will perish along with them. As it says, should you help the wicked and love those who hate God? Because of this, God's anger is upon you. Their time of trouble will come suddenly. Do not imagine that you can be involved with them now and then distance yourself when the punishment comes. There will be no prior warning. You will not be able to escape. Who knows when the misfortune will befall them both? This refers both to the misfortune of one who hates the king and the misfortune of one who hates God. Who can know when the misfortunes will come? There is no way you could be friends with the wicked and still be able to save yourself. So here we learn to try to avoid a wicked neighbor, try to avoid a wicked person, and try to remember that the punishment will come. Associate with yourself with good people. Cleave yourself to tzaddikim, to righteous people. Try to find righteous influences around you. Try to find righteous neighborly people who could influence you, and try to find righteous people that you could learn from and you could look up to, because those are the best type of role models, the best type of people to learn from, to learn with, and to learn how to live your day, each day, day by day, as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk about not making yourself as a judge, because it's not good to judge, here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.